In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul talks about being the fragrance of Jesus to God. What an interesting analogy. What he's saying is that if we have received Jesus into our heart, then before God, we have the aroma of Jesus all over us. And that is a pleasing smell to God. We have Jesus cologne. The other day I was out walking and I could smell someone was barbecuing. Wow, that smelled so good. I wanted to find out where it was and invite myself over. The sense of smell is an interesting one. Smells are perceived differently by different people. What one person thinks smells good, another may not like it. Wherever we go, with Jesus in our hearts, we give off his fragrance. And to some, this smell is pleasant and draws people in. How sad that some are put off by the fragrance of Jesus. The fact is, Jesus is a dividing force. All humanity is divided into two groups, those who love him and those who are against him. There's no neutrality when it comes to Jesus. How Jesus smells to you is a good test of what group you're in. Do you take offense at the teaching that you're so bad as a sinner that you deserve to die? Are you offended to be told that you're completely incapable of saving yourself by doing good deeds? Are you put off by the fragrance of Jesus dying in your place? I hope not. The fragrance of Jesus is life, and that is a beautiful smell. Make sure you put on some Jesus cologne today. Have a great day.